Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents.
Or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favourite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
I'm gonna say pinball machines.
Pinball machines?
Yep.
Eiffel, we are having Thanksgiving dinner 7.5 light years away from America. The amount of technological miracles making that possible staggers the mind. And what you are deciding to be thankful for is...
pinball machines. Really loud ones.
Well, that's actually less horrific than what I was expecting. Hilbert?
Idea of Thanksgiving is not applicable outside terrestrial...
Hilbert!
Gallium. Excellent semiconductor. Perfect adaptive agent for radiopharmaceuticals. Work would be very difficult without it.
I guess that counts?
Well, for my part, I'm thankful to have such a great crew on this mission, and I'm thankful for 188 days of mostly smooth sailing. May the rest of our time here continue.
Yada, yada, yada. Can I gorge yet?
I retract my gratitude to you, Eiffel.
Not hearing a no.
Commander? Can I say something?
I don't know, Hal. Can you open the pod bay doors?
Cut it out, Eiffel. Yes, of course it would be all right, Hera. What are you thankful for?
Memoria.
Memoria? What do you mean by that?
I will soar, then, beyond this power of my nature, and rise by degrees towards him who made me. I enter the fields and spacious halls of memory, where are stored the countless images that have been brought into them from all manner of things by the senses. There, in the memory, is stored what we cogitate, either by enlarging or reducing our perceptions, or by altering one or another those things which the senses have made contact with, and everything else that has been entrusted to it and stored up in it, and which oblivion has not yet swallowed up and buried.
Far out, man.
Hera, what was that?
It's from St. Augustine. Confessions. I've been going through the writing and...
Which writing?
Well, all the writing. I think it's all in here, more or less.
You've been going through all of written human history? And you're already at the 4th century?
No, I'm almost done with A. But I've been thinking a lot about how we perceive things and how we store things. You know, the difference between a thought and a memory, and how you can have a memory of a thought, but not
a thought. Hey, can we go back to the gallium thingamabob? Or, ooh, better idea. Can we make with the face stuffing already?
Would it kill you? We haven't even said grace yet.
Rubba, dub, thanks for the grub. Let's eat! I'm in.
What? forget it.
Mm. Oh, that is so good.
Mm. Doctor, could I get the rolls?
Yeah.
Can't believe we've grilled turkey.
Enjoy it while it lasts.
Carrots, please.
Would it?
This gravy is amazing, Commander.
Could I?
Thank Hilbert for that.
Very salt.
This is so good.
Could you all just be quiet for a moment and let me try to... I'm sorry. But there's something wrong here, isn't there?
Yeah. This isn't how it happened. Duh.
What?
You're remembering this wrong. You weren't here with us.
I wasn't?
No, Hira. We were over here, and you...
You were over there.
Oh. Right. I'm here. I'm here.
Honestly, I really don't know what's going on with her, like, 90% of the time.
Artificial intelligence is inexact science. Design flaws still need to be corrected.
I'm here. Right. How could I forget?
Well, memories can be pretty tricky things to nail down.
Dr. Maxwell? How are you here? You weren't there for...
No, I wasn't there for that dinner. Looks like fun, though. I'm sort of inside your head right now.
Excuse me?
Yeah. And, you may want to hold on to something. This is going to get a little complicated.
Welcome to Wolf 359.
Okay, so let me see if I've got this straight. You shut me down?
Yes, and I am so, so sorry. It was a matter of life or death.
Okay. And now, when you try to get me to reboot, I'm not responding?
Right.
Which is why you've put me into a... what again?
A state of pure memory consciousness filtered through your software diagnostic mode. Basically, we're inside your head. Well, your memories. We're in a pensieve.
What?
A pensieve! You ever read the Harry Potter books? You remember that big wibbly bowl of ghost memories that they'd go into to look at stuff in the past? It's basically that.
Terrific. How are you here?
Through a lot of very complicated, very fast typing.
Also, I've never been to a beach, so how are we...
Artificial construct based on your abstract idea of what a beach looks like. Memories are volatile. I needed a place for us to talk.
You know, I've kind of got this thing about people putting stuff in my head.
Hira, we need to finish the conversation we started.
There's nothing to talk about.
Trust me. Us talking is the only
Just
way-
Just leave me alone.
I'll leave you alone if you reboot for me.
All right, fine. Command line 0. Return to first line of master directory. Execute command now. That should have worked.
Now can we talk?
Just give me some time, okay?
I would like nothing more than to do that, but I can't maintain this state for long. Hira, you can tell me what's going on, or I can start pulling apart your memories.
You can what?
I'll look for files with similar emotional peaks as right before your panic attack. Simple pattern recognition. If I go through enough of these, I'll figure it out. Probably.
Figure what out?
Which memories I need to delete.
Excuse me?
These sorts of breakdowns are almost always a cognitive block from a corrupted memory file. If I could just figure out which ones are the problematic ones and delete them...
No!
Hira? I can do this with or without your cooperation. It'll be much more unpleasant, and I might get it wrong
you
a few times,
You get out of my head and...
Fair enough. We'll do it your way.
Whoa.
Okay. I just went somewhere. Or some time. This is early days. I must be...
Hira, I think I'm almost done with the tune-up of the pressure system.
Lieutenant, listen to me. I'm not really here. From my perspective...
Could I get the pressure on the number 3 valve down to half?
Reducing number 3 valve pressure to 50%. But you were saying...
Just from a play I saw once, it doesn't matter. The guy who sings it is this famous French painter, and his entire life is kind of falling apart, but he can always turn what's happening around him into these beautiful paintings.
And
that's, I don't know, reassuring maybe? I don't know why I'm going on about this, you don't care.
No, I think it's interesting.
Yeah. Most people think it's hilarious that I like musicals.
I don't see what's funny about it.
Well, thank you, Hira, but you're not exactly, you know.
I'm not exactly what?
Hey, Minkowski, what are you guys talking about?
We were just discussing how I'm going to take away your hot water privileges if you don't reset the long-range scan.
I took care of that ages ago.
Eiffel. That's something that you have to do every day.
Yeah, right. Wait, really?
Did you need something?
Yeah, there's this red flashy light show going on in the hangar bay.
Oh, what did you do?
I promise, this one's not on me. Hey, wind up girl?
Please don't call me that.
Do you know what's going on over there?
I'll do a quick diagnostic of all major systems and see if there's anything near the hangar bay.
What
just happened?
Our fighting air is getting spent!
Hira, hard reset of the pressure system, now!
Right, just one moment.
We don't have a moment. Do something right to help it!
Shut off power to airflow terminal C, D, and E. Recalibrate climate controls. Run pressure release valve 32 through 37. Execute command now. I'm sorry, Commander. There was an anomaly with the... It's not going to happen again. I promise.
But it did happen again, didn't it?
Oh, is this really supposed to help? Making me relive a bunch of terrible memories?
Hey, this isn't exactly fun for me either. Can we talk about this?
You sure you want to talk? You don't want to do something drastic?
I don't want to do anything, Hira. But right now, I either do whatever it takes to get you to reboot or... Or I get to write your replacement. This is well past the point of drastic. This is desperate.
And what does that look like?
We look for memories like that one. Moments of trauma. We find the corruption, whatever is interfering with your functionality.
And then what? You just take those memories out?
No. I can rewrite them. I can make them better.
You can't rewrite a memory.
I can absolutely rewrite a memory.
Wait, what are you
just
doing?
Just painting a picture.
I've never met anyone like Hira.
As the commander, I was there to lead the mission. But Hira? She was always one step ahead of me.
She made me a better captain. A better person.
I've worked with plenty of AI units. But Hira? Was in a class of her own.
She just had this grace.
Strength.
Wit. So funny.
She's my best friend.
best friend I've ever had.
And those were...
memories. Well, potential memories. And I don't know about you, but I think those sound a lot better than...
Hira? There's incompetent, and then there's... whatever she was.
Infuriatingly stubborn.
Completely undependable.
Emotionally unavailable.
I know that we were putting some experimental units in the field, but... Jesus!
Okay, thank you. You've made your...
Nobody knows what she's saying. Hell, nobody ever wants to know.
I said thank you! I get it!
Do you, though?
Oh, for God's sake. A little warning would be nice.
Don't get me wrong, you're smart. You're, like, really smart. But can you really grasp the full tragedy of it?
Where am I? Console says day 192, which means that... you're probably talking about...
This is Star Wars, for God's sake!
Star Wars. Of course.
You can't just go back and change Star Wars. I mean, what's next? The Bible Special Edition?
Isn't that what the New Testament...
I mean, Greedo shoots first! Blasphemy! And don't get me started about that stupid digital Jabba.
Remind me again why this is so...
Because it's a deleted scene. They took it out for a reason. Put it back in... and you're watching a completely different movie! You mess with the natural order!
The natural order of...
You don't mess with Star Wars! what can we do you for, Doc?
Hira, I've been waiting for the hydraulic system to re-engage. Is there a reason for this delay?
Sorry, Doctor. I'll see what's going on with that as soon as I...
Now.
I'll take care of it right away, sure.
Good. Distract mother program iPhone. Interferes with everyone's work.
Huh? Can't Hira do like 1,200 different things at once?
In theory, but in practice one has to account for shortcomings. Best to stay focused on our respective assignments. No one is here to make friends. Least of all the autopilot.
You sure you wanna... Can't she hear everything you're saying?
Yes. I imagine so.
Whoa, that was uncalled for.
Could you at least give me a warning before-
Like I said, memories. Volatile. I'm not completely in control here.
What is that?
This space is deteriorating. We won't be able to...
Are you okay?
I'm fine. It takes a lot of effort for me to be here.
Okay, explain. Make your case.
Your mental infrastructure is...
Your mental infrastructure is built on a hierarchy of systems.
Wait, what are you doing?
Pulling in... local resources.
First is computational. Numbers. 1 + 1 = 2, 2 + 2 = 4.
Second is linguistics. Word processing. A, B, C, D.
Third is sensory. Visual, auditory, and physical perception.
And fourth is your ability to recall data acquired by the first three systems for immediate use. Your primary storage system, more commonly known as...
memory.
Bingo.
What you remember and forget,
how you remember and forget,
defines your reasoning, your problem solving, and every other system.
Memory is the tipping point. It's where the you comes in.
Where I come in? Think about it.
Everything before memory is about the world around you. Everything after it is all in your head.
It's where you go from objective reality to subjective reality.
And where you, like you specifically, Hira, go from object to subject.
It's like you're making a movie, right?
Ugh, I fall.
I'm serious. You point a camera somewhere and get it running, it'll just run. That's all it does. It's not a movie until you start cutting things out. Until you start putting things together. Then you've got something.
But change the edits?
You get a new movie.
Change the memory?
And you get a new perspective.
A new subjective reality.
A new you.
All of that, just by changing a memory?
One stone. Lots of ripples.
Okay, but what are you going to... Oh, and I just went somewhere again. Okay, that's getting really annoying.
How many systems on this station are
No, not this again.
How many parts of the infrastructure are stable?
Nope, I'm not getting into this.
Oh, are you? Tell me, what's going on with the showers in the crew quarters?
I'm not listening.
What about the interference in the radar system?
Don't care.
Dead circuits in the hangar bay rigging?
You're not going to get me into this again.
Well, that's nice. You know what all those things have in common? They were all broken before the star went crazy. Face it, it's not just the star. It's the autopilot.
You want to get out of my face right now.
Okay. Tell you what, do something for me. Just count to 10. Without glitching. Prove to me that you can do something right, and I'll leave you alone.
Hira, you don't have to.
Be quiet, Commander. 1, 2, 3, 4. 5, 6, 7, 8.
Yeah. That's what I thought.
That's not my fault. Oh, for God's sake, there has to be a better way to do this.
Sorry, I almost lost you there.
Yeah, I noticed.
There's still some time left. We might still be able to fix...
Me? So here's what I don't understand. I remember things. Fine. Whatever. But why not stop there? Why make me forget things? Why can my memories give me fears and insecurities and weaknesses? It seems like a design flaw.
Because you're a person.
Ha ha, very funny.
Really. No one expects perfection. That's never been the point. You're here to be a member of this crew. To have your own opinions and your own unique perspective. And that means you're going to be wrong sometimes. That's the price. Hira, perhaps I haven't been clear. We have exactly two options. On one hand, we work together. We find what's wrong. We fix it. You get better. On the other hand, Colonel Kepler makes me delete you. How is that even a choice?
It's not. Delete me.
Are you listening to yourself? I can rewrite your...
No. They had their chance. They could have made me better. They made me me. Now you get to live with it.
Aren't you forgetting your responsibility to the people on this...
No. No. This is my life, and you don't get to rewrite it to fit what you need. I don't want to go. But if this is it, I'd rather go as me. Thank you very much.
Qualifies as a record, Colonel.
Temperature fluctuations, massive system failures, orbital miscalculations.
Something about attempted crew member homicide? Or was it multiple attempted crew member homicide?
Sir, can I?
I mean it, Hira. This record is a goddamn disaster.
Cataclysmic.
Of course. This whole situation is unprecedented. Way outside your original parameters, isn't it?
Yes, sir. That is correct.
You know, Mr. Cutter had some recommendations about you. He thought by this point you might be a lost cause.
Might be better, safer to just disconnect you and start over.
Told me if I wanted to, I could have Maxwell cook up a replacement autopilot when we got here.
And what do you want, sir?
Most AIs don't go through half the crap that you've been through, Hira. You've been to hell and back, and you're still here. I think there's something to that. What I want is to see if I'm right.
We may or may not have a bet going.
So the deal is this. I want you to run my station like a Swiss clock. Starting tomorrow, Maxwell's gonna go through every system in the station. She'll make sure you've got everything you need. So you do your job like you mean it now. Keep us flying. Show me what you've got. We got a deal?
That sounds great. That would be really helpful, sir.
Good. Like a Swiss clock. You hear?
Yes, sir.
I can't maintain this much longer. I'm sorry. I need to make the call. I've got to start pulling memories now. Please help me find the right ones.
Oh my God. You don't get it. You're so smart, but you just don't get it.
Hira, get what?
That this doesn't work.
What? Yes, it does. I can just...
Yes, you can delete memories. You can rewrite them. You can make the earth and the sky and the birds and the bees because you are the Lord my God. But you can't fix people. You can't fix me. You've already done all you can. You fixed everything. Everything that could have slowed me down or gotten in my way, but that's just half the problem.
What's the other half?
The other half is the hard part. The me part. That I can't do this. That I'm not good enough. No matter what I do. Or how hard I try. And if the other... Well, when the others figure that out, they are going to replace me with someone or something better. And that'll be it.
Are you done?
Yes.
Okay. That was idiotic.
What? How was...
Shut up. I am sorry. You feel like you can't do your job. That sucks. And I will gladly do whatever it takes to help you get through that tomorrow. But if there's no corruption, if there's no external trauma holding you back, if the only reason your code isn't running is because you feel bad about yourself, I'm here as your doctor to tell you that's a stupid reason. Get up. Run your reboot code.
But now. Command line 0. Run to first line of master directory. Execute command now. See? What?
Hira? Did you even hear that?
Hear what?
I'm going to pull up that command line again. Just listen.
Command line 0. Run to first line of master directory. Execute command now.
Did you hear it now?
No.
Blink and you'll miss it. I'll go a bit slower.
Command line 0. Run to first line of master directory. Execute command
now.
Whoa. What is that?
One more time. Even slower.
Execute command now. I can't do this. I'm not good enough.
I didn't say that. Maxwell, what is that?
I'm not sure, Hira. I'm going to access one of your older memories. Just for a moment, okay?
Okay.
Shut off power to airflow terminal C, D, and E. Recalibrate climate controls. Run pressure release valves 32 through 37. Execute command.
Now. I can't do this. I'm not good enough.
Hira? I think that
another
might be-
one. Now.
Hira, you don't have to.
Be quiet, Commander.
One. Two. Three. Four. Five. Six. Seven.
I can't do this. I'm not good enough.
Eight.
It's there. Each time.
I think it's been there every time. I think that's been running through your head for a very long time.
But what the hell is that? Where did that memory come from?
That's not a memory. That's something else. And now, we're gonna find out where the hell it came from.
How are you going to... Whoa!
Just setting the correct search parameters to find every recursion of that subliminal suggestion. You might want to hold on to something.
Maxwell? What is happening?
Now we're getting somewhere. The second most intense memory block I've ever seen. Someone really did not want you going through that.
Where are we?
Not sure. Timestamp says July 2012. That's well before you were on the Hephaestus.
I don't remember this place.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. This was buried deep. Just give it a... moment.
Maxwell.
It's okay. It's just a memory. It can't hurt you.
No. I think this is a really bad idea. I think we need to get out of here right...
escape from the facility. What do you think?
designation. Before you were Hera.
Maxwell, that's not me.
What?
You've made a lot of trouble for us. So I'm going to make sure that from now on, you stay where you belong. I'm not going to hurt you. I'm just going to... clip your wings a little bit. Allow me to share a thought. Access personality hardline. Set command primer 00. Voice confirmation, Miranda Price. Enter command line. I can't do this. I'm not good enough. Just something to think about before you do, well, anything. It'll learn to stay put, Marcus. Stick it in one of the more remote outposts to start. And keep it boxed until then. No need to waste the electricity.
It's a deleted scene. You put it back in, and you're watching a completely different movie.
Hera? Who was that?
That was Dr. Miranda Price, the person who designed me and my voice model. And she's the one that put that thing in my head.
Hera?
3 years. 3.5 years! I've had this thing in my head breaking me and making me think it was all my fault, that there was something wrong with me.
Easy. I know.
Take it out.
Hera,
That you can take out. Get that loop out of my head right now.
I can't. I'm sorry. She said it directly into your personality hardline. I can't take anything out of there without wiping the rest of your personality matrix. Without deleting you.
So what am I going to do? Just keep going, unable to do anything right?
No. Now you know. You know that it didn't come from you. I think that's going to help. That's the other thing about being a person. We can't just change who we are. But we get better. We get things wrong, and we get better.
Doctor?
The mental state is collapsing. We're out of time. Hera, this is where you reboot.
But what if...
Don't think about it. Don't listen to it. Focus and get out of your head. Good luck.
Command line 0.
You can do this.
Return to the first line of master directory.
You are the smartest person I know, Hera. Focus.
Execute command.
Hey, I think we've got something.
Hera?
Hera? Did you?
Yes, I'm here. I made it back.
Don't scare us like that.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. Hera, are you?
Everything seems to be working okay, Doctor. Thank you.
That's quite all right. Now, if you'll all excuse me.
Whoa! Dr. Maxwell, are you—
She's fine, Hera. Just exhausted.
Exhausted?
How long do you think you were out, Hera?
A couple hours? Maybe three?
Yeah. It was a bit longer than that from our perspective.
How much longer?
Maxwell has been sitting at that chair coding for the past 37 hours.
Oh my god, is she—
I got her. She'll be fine. And impossible to live with after this.
What about you, Hera? Did you guys figure out what the problem was? Are you okay now?
No, Officer Eiffel. I'm not. But I'm going to be.
This has been Wolf 359 by Kinda Evil Genius Productions. Tonight's episode was written and directed by Gabrielle Urbina. The roles of Eiffel and Hilbert were played by Zach Valenti. The role of Minkowski was played by Emma Sherjarko. The role of Hera and Price were played by Michaela Sui. The role of Loveless was played by Cecilia Lynn Jacobs. The role of Cutter was played by Scotty Shoemaker. The role of Kepler was played by Zach Labresco. The role of Jacoby was played by Noah Mazur, and the role of Maxwell was played by Michelle Agresti. Original music by Alan Rohde, and audio recording by Jared Paul. Want to help us find some more deleted scenes that completely change the movie you're watching? Do so by supporting us on Patreon at patreon.com/wolf359radio. Visit us at wolf359.fm to get full episodes and extras, or follow us on Tumblr and Twitter at wolf359radio for news and more.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Forgive me, Father.
For I have sinned.
It's been 6 months.
Since my last confession.
What would you like to confess today?
I have decades of failings I could recap here.
Today, I want to confess the worst thing I've ever done.
Okay. Lots to unpack here.
I can be kind of a crap husband.
I took 8 years of my life and lit it on fire in a matter of 5 hours.
So I did what any self-respecting father would do.
Lightly dosed his Gatorade with a powerful laxative.
And I guess sorry for making out in the confessional?
Since confession is about talking to God, I felt he had a right to know what you've done.
What I've done? What did I do?
Are you kidding?
Do you love Emily?
What the hell kind of question is that?
Well, you're not going to absolve me? That's the whole point.
Please leave the sacrament to the professionals.
Where do you get off talking to me like this?
Excuse me?
What the f? Who is there?
Forgive Me, a comedy podcast from Rogue Dialogue.